All right, y'all, again, it's time for another Taking It to the Streets update. Bobby, what you talking about this morning, man?
Well, Steve, this morning we're saluting D.C. government employees who have gone beyond the call of duty. Now, my guest this morning is the director of the KFRITS Awards, Ms. Katrina P.T. Rotova. Katrina, good morning and welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here, as always. So let's talk about the awards and what's going to take place.
So as you said, government and public servants sometimes get a bad rep. But as we all know, there are true leaders who go above and beyond the call of duty to do the best for our community.
Exactly.
And the KFRITS Awards is a program that we run in partnership with the KFRITS Foundation, D.C. government, and the George Washington University. And it recognizes outstanding public servants and innovative teams in D.C. government. We're calling on nominations from the community. And just so you know, five individual winners each year get a $7,500 prize.
Okay.
And an innovative team gets a $15,000 cash prize split among all of the team winners.
Okay, so how do people nominate? That's very important.
Very good question. So if you can think of somebody you would like to recognize, go to our website, www.kfritzawards.org, and you will see the selection criteria and a nomination form. Very easy. It will take 5 minutes. And the deadline for that is December 6th. So go ahead and nominate somebody over Thanksgiving as you're thinking of something to be grateful for.
There you go. Great job. Well, I love what you do, recognizing D.C. government employees. Katrina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. My special guest there, Katrina P.T. Bratova, the director of the KFRITS Awards. Now, if you'd like to nominate someone, you can also go to our website at whur.com for more details. Right now, let's check traffic. Tony, you got it.